You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's another Thursday, it's another SME, and this SME has taken a very interesting approach to oral hygiene. I'm joined on the line by the founder of Freshmo, Paul Masilo, to take a look at what Freshmo Brands is and why he built the business. Good evening, Paul. Lovely to speak to you. Tell us about Freshmo.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. My name is Paul Masilo from a company called Freshmo Brand. We into the oral and personal hygiene industry. We manufacturing a mouthwash packaged in a sachet.
Paul, how does one go into mouthwashes?
I think that, you know, Freshmo was born out of fasting. You know, normally in January you undertake fasting as a Christian. You know, and then so I used to buy, like, you know, those non-brands, their mouthwash and carry it in a bottle, you know, it's bottles. So it was always bulky for me. So the other day when I was looking for my mouthwash bottle, I actually found it sitting on top of a tomato. The sachets that they give you on a takeaway. So that was the light bulb moment to say, why can't I put a mouthwash in a sachet so that it's convenient for me to carry around? Because I used to walk around the office, you know, carrying a bottle, you know, and it was very bulky, you know. Yeah. So that's how I was born.
I love when we solve problems for ourselves and just make the world a better place. Paul, how do you make a mouthwash? What goes into the ingredients, the manufacturing process? I mean, as a business as well, I mean, it's very easy to look at something like this as a solution and say, I'm going to buy a mouthwash and repackage it. What do you guys do?
Basically, what happens is, I don't have a background in chemical engineering. Okay? So when I had this light bulb moment, I had to approach Professor David Katerere, you know, who has got so much extensive experience in terms of the pharmaceutical products, developing pharmaceutical products. So we needed to have the correct ingredients and the correct measurements. So Professor David Katerere came into that space and helped us a lot to develop our formula from scratch. You know, looking at your ingredients that would actually give you, like, clean breath, you know, fresher breath, you know, and all those things. So, yeah, the experience of Professor David Katerere to get us the proper ingredients and the proper measurements was very key in developing our product.
Paul, tell me about your journey with the Aspen Gibbs Route to Market Challenge. I can imagine that would have been a very interesting thing to take part in this year. Tell me about that experience and what it taught you.
I was very honored, you know, because I think this is not taking me. Last year I tried to apply, but I wasn't successful. But this year, fortunate enough, I was accepted into the top five, you know. One of the key experiences that I benefited from the Aspen, you know, Aspen Route to Market program, very valuable, was actually the issue of looking at my strategy in terms of, because my sales were very low, you know. So the panel that was sitting on the Route to Market, you know, included Alan from Race Corp, you know, and the management team from Aspen, and, you know, from Gibbs. They did help me a lot to actually develop my strategy, you know, in terms of actually making more sales, you know. And one of the interesting things was actually they helped me to even shape up my opportunity that I had with a big retail, you know, shop, you know, that Freshmo will be going into very soon. You know, they helped me to get some pointers, you know, key points that I needed, you know, with this retail. So, yeah, the Aspen Route to Market, you know, which I got through Razy Corp, you know, has really been impactful to our business, you know, in a very short time. You know, imagine in a very short time, because I think I did the top five and top three within a space of a month or so, a month and 2 weeks, you know. So, yeah, that strategy, really, that participation has been very key to help us, you know, shape our strategy in terms of approaching the retail space, because it's a complex space, the retail shop.
Sounds like things are moving at a very quick pace for you and your team, Paul. Take me through some of the challenges that you're still having. When you look at your business now, what do you still want to do? What do you still want to add to the business that you might not be able to do at this stage?
Actually, you know, key access to market, you know, you cannot overemphasize it, you know, because it's a small business for us to grow, you know. And that's the part, you know, that we gained from the advice that we got from Aspen, which will help us to fulfill one of our objectives, which was to put fresh more into Africa, you know. So the advice that I got, you know, from the Aspen Route to Market panel, you know, helped me a lot, you know, to define the strategy to go into Africa, you know. I've already been to Zimbabwe, trying to export into Zimbabwe, and very soon we'll be making some interesting announcements, you know, around Freshmore and Africa and into that space, you know. So some of the challenges are access to market. Obviously, when you expand into Africa, you know, when you do your export, you would need funding, you know. So those two, access to market and funding, are very crucial. But also funding, it depends, you know, from my definition, you know, it's not necessarily money. Sometimes some funding can come in the form of the things that you need. Like, for example, you know, somebody will come in with the logistics that we need to use to take a fresh more into Africa, you know. So that's, I classify that as funding, you know. Yeah.
Paul, what's the next dream for the business? What's the next thing you want to do in terms of growing the business and taking it to the next level?
The biggest dream for me will always remain. I want fresh more products to be in the 52 African countries, because the fresh more is an African product, and it must be consumed and be used by Africans, because we developed whatever product that we develop at Freshmore, we develop it for African people, you know, people in our continent, you know. So the biggest dream I would say I would have achieved if I get Freshmore into 52 or 53 countries of Africa, then I would have achieved my dream.
I think it's actually 54 countries, but that's only one extra country to add there.
Yeah.
Paul,
so those 54 countries. Yeah.
Most importantly, Paul, how do people get hold of your products? Where can people find you if they want to experience the product, if they want to get some Freshmore products? Where do people find you?
People can buy Freshmore direct from us on 068-675-1856. They can buy it direct from us, 068-675-1856, or they can buy it at Macro Marketplace. They can buy it at Take a Lot. They can buy it at Eden Vine. Eden Vine has got two shops in Manly and Randburg. They can also buy it at Medi-Q Pharmacy in Park Station. They can also buy it online. If they actually type Freshmore, you'll see all the list of the online shops that are there, like your pop shop, your high wholesalers. There are quite a lot. Our live market, you know, there are quite a lot of them that you know, are stockists of Freshmore. But there will be a big announcement very soon, which will actually put Freshmore into some huge retail network.
A big announcement is imminent, and the business is continuing to grow. You've got to love to see a small business doing exceptionally well, and we wish you the best of luck, Paul. We wish you all of the successes in the world, and we look forward to seeing the business grow even bigger and hit all 54 of those countries on the African continent. That's Paul Masilo, who is the founder of Freshmore Brands, joining us for this week's SME.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.